This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. Over the weekend, a video went viral on social media, apparently showing workers of logistics company J&T throwing parcels at a sorting centre in Perak. Now, on Twitter, workers alleged that J&T Express reduced employees' commissions from 1 ringgit to 30 cents per parcel. J&T has since come out to deny the allegations and said the incident stemmed from a misunderstanding on year-end bonuses.
The workers have also come out to apologise for the incident after seeming to have reached an understanding with the company. So regardless of this, right, I think it's really spurred a discussion online about whether the workers' actions were justifiable. And underlying this, what is the relationship, the working relationship between them and their companies?
So this morning, for a view on this, as well as some insight into the role of unions in Malaysia, we're speaking to Dato' Abdul Halim Mansor, President of the Malaysian Trade Unions Congress. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dato' Halim. Now, workers at J&T purportedly acted the way they did because they believed their wages were being cut. Do you think this reasoning justifies their actions?
First of all, very good morning to BFM Radio. Maybe Roshan and me or Noel working in the studio. Good morning to Malaysia. Good morning to all the frontline. So first of all, when I saw the video clip, I think it's something that they are disposing material. But after I was told it's an action, to the term of the union is called mustrat. It is wrong in the sense of taking action without notice, as this is where any problem that arises throughout employment, there is Employment Act 1955 that provided the workers to raise up their dispute with the company if they cannot or they do not have any organization representing them to talk with the employers. So it is wrong in the sense that where it will cause a damage within the relation, and it's very difficult to dispatch to be better in the day of working.
So I guess on that note then, would a trade union have been able to smooth over these kinds of disputes between the employer and employee? And I guess what are the gaps that are present right now in that relationship?
Actually, the truth is, it is simple to say that if you are talking to one person that are representing organizations, then you are talking to every part of your employees. So this is where it provided under the Industrial Relations Act, where the trade union is formed under the Industrial Relations Act 1967, where the Section 9 or Subsection 1 recognized the trade union, and the Section 13 of Subsection 1 of the same act will provide the freedom of negotiation toward the collective agreement that was related to the Convention of ILO number 98, where it's a free negotiation, where every term of where it's about four chapters in the collective agreement, where provided the first one is industrial relations, to create industrial harmony before the term that was to be respected. So this is what that transpired employee have, before they take any action, they must make sure have an evidence, you know, to prove that whatever their claim was being denied by the employers. They cannot just take an action to the tools down or must try in the sense that to counter the action of employees.
During the pandemic, some employers may take advantage of the situation and cut wages even if they are not really struggling. Do you think in these times that the avenues that employees have, are they sufficient, or what more that the government could put in place to protect employees and also ensure there's that industrial harmony that you spoke about?
Yeah, this is the main thing in part of Malaysian term. Malaysia has a very comprehensive act that to protect both sides, whether the employers and employees. The thing that what the effort transpired, because they do not know how to handle their dispute, as they have nobody to report to, as they have no trade union, maybe registered in the JT Express. This makes people was just conveying what they feel. And they say, we can take action. And when this happened, it is the different when you have a collective agreement, when you have a union. Because when you have a union, then if you have a dispute, first of all, you have a grievance handling in the internal, in the domestic area, where the level of the stewards in the work site will handle the matter or the dispute between employees and the employers. And then the method, if we're not settled, it will raise up under Section 18 of Section 1 under the Act of Industrial Relations 1967, where they will report the method to Jabatan Perhubungan Perusahaan or Industrial Relations Department. This method will go for a peaceful or to retract whether there is any problem that can be settled out by both sides.
So, Dato, also according to the Industrial Relations Act, all employees have the right to join and form a trade union. But how common and how strong are labour unions in Malaysia? Do they really have much in the way of collective bargaining power?
When you say about Malaysia Ratified Convention, core convention, you know, including we practice according to the core convention, though we do not ratify. For example, we do not ratify Convention 87, there will be a free trade union forming. But in Malaysia, the difficulty is we have the law, we have the Act under Industrial Relations Act 1967, we have the Trade Union Act 1959. But the problem in forming the union is the time frame. We have the Act, but there's no time frame, there is a delay. And the most fact problem is the trade union usually, you know, we are not a very a big organization, they have a big income. But once you face a company, the company may not respect the Minister of Human Resource decision after that the recognition was given officially after the secret ballot was done. And this time frame was dragged. And even as I say to you, even to the public, you know, it's a sad story in a country that are modern developed. We still have a company, irresponsible employers, to carry and bring the matter under ex parte to High Court, where the issue of forming the union dragged more than 10 years. And this is the difficulty when there is no time frame. There is the Act, but in the Act do not provide a proper time frame that after that time frame, the union has to be recognized or the union will not be recognized after the decision of Yang Berhormat Ministry of Human Resource.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Dato' Halim. That was Dato' Abdul Halim Mansor, President of the Malaysian Trade Unions Congress, speaking to us about trade unions as well as the incident that we saw, which went viral over the weekend about JNT Express workers. And Dato' Halim made an interesting point about the recognition of trade unions in the workplace as well, right? Because in Malaysia, in history, we have had cases of very strong labour unions attempting to negotiate with management. But that has since kind of fallen by the wayside a bit.
Yeah, so what we want is really that industrial harmony between employers and employees while reaching outcomes that work for both parties, right? The thing is, I think trade unions are very good for large workforce and to empower, you know, certain individuals, trusted ones to negotiate on behalf of employees in case there's anything contentious that needs to be discussed. But I think it shouldn't come at a price of, you know, strangling productivity, and it just reminds me of the old days of Malaysia Airlines, right? You know, when the trade unions were at loggerheads with the management. And so, but I think this comes down to it, lah. You have to trust your employer. There has to be trust formed, right? Or employers have to generate that kind of trust. If you don't create that kind of trust, then you can expect whether there's a trade union or not, it doesn't make a difference.
So we still don't really know for certain what has gone down between JNT Express and its workers. So we'll be bringing you updates on this as well. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin, and after that the breakfast grill, where Noel will be speaking with Dato' Jared Lim, executive director of TechnaX. Be sure to stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.